Definite and definitive. Definite means precise and unmistakable. Definitive means final and conclusive. The board made a definite decision on redundancy, i.e., they said exactly who would go and who would stay. The unions issued a definitive statement on redundancy. Nobody was being sacked, and that was positively their last word. Dependent and dependent. Dependent, spelt D-E-P-E-N-D-A-N-T, is a noun describing a person who receives help and support. Dependent, spelled D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T, is an adjective describing someone who relies on another for help and support. For example, I am dependent upon my carer. And I have two dependents, a boy and a girl. Different to and different from. You may have had a grammar teacher who told you never to use different to. Most likely, you are still not sure whether it should be to or from. The good news is that it doesn't matter. The great grammarian Fowler says in his classic book, The Modern English Usage. Some people, however, still find different to unacceptable. Discrete and discrete. Discrete, spelled D-I-S-C-R-E-E-T, means cautious and prudent. Discreet, spelled D-I-S-C-R-E-T-E, means separate. For example, this is a very delicate matter. Can I rely on both of you to be discreet? The project was tackled in discrete stages. Each stage was separate from the one before. Distinct and distinctive. Distinct means unmistakably different or individual. Distinctive means having a distinguishing characteristic, i.e., something by which you can tell a thing apart from others of the same kind. For example, rugby and footballs are distinct from one another. One of the group of tennis balls is distinctive by its colour. Emigrate and immigrate. Emigrate refers to a place of departure. Immigrate refers to a destination. My cousin emigrated from Switzerland. She immigrated to America. Explicit and implicit. Explicit means set out in full. Implicit means suggested or implied. For example, the plant manager gave me explicit instructions for the shutdown, i.e., He told me exactly what had to be done. There was an implicit agreement in the joint statement, i.e., it didn't actually say so, but you could deduce that they had agreed. Everyone, none, and no one. Everyone, none, and no one are all singular, and therefore the possessive pronoun must also be singular, i.e., his or her, not their. For example, it would not be correct to say, everyone has their own computer. We should say, everyone has his own computer. All employees have their own computer. Everyone and none are used to describe things. Everyone and no one are used to describe people. There is only one exception. If you mean every single person, use every one as two separate words. For example, I went to 10 parties and took my friend to every one of them. I took 10 friends to a party and everyone had a good time. I took 10 friends to a party and every one got drunk. Farther and further. Farther, spelt F-A-R-T-H-E-R, indicates physical distance. For example, farther down the hall. Further, spelt F-U-R-T-H-E-R, means greater in degree or time. For example, further losses. Following and after. Following does not mean the same as after. For example, following the accident, Harry Twitt was taken to hospital. This is incorrect. He wasn't following the accident. He hadn't wanted to have it. The correct sentence would be, after the accident, Harry Twitt was taken to hospital. He was taken to hospital after the accident had happened.